Welcome to the Realize Soul podcast with Tessa Alburn. Receive a healthy dose of soothing vibes, heartfelt stories, and sweet soul wisdom for thriving outside of the conventional world.
Welcome to the Realized Soul podcast. I'm Tessa Lynn Alburn, and today I'm going to share some insights on inspiration, how inspiration helps you, and also how inspiration can actually keep you playing small. Now, without a doubt, inspiration is important. It plays a valuable role in our success, in our growth, in our expansion, in the fulfillment of our souls. And it can really help you begin to play a bigger game, to make a bigger contribution. Now, for many of the creative women I work with, inspiration is absolutely key to their success, but it is not all that there is. So I want to share with you today some of why inspiration helps them and how the successful women translate inspiration into greater contribution. So I took a few moments to look up the definition of inspiration. It was sort of funny. With the first site that I went to, I was looking online, literally was to be inspiring. Like, what? That's not a definition. That's another form of the word. But it got me on this other track of looking a little bit deeper. And essentially, inspiration could cover things like revelation, right? Like that epiphany, making this like a big connection. It might feel like a spiritual connection or a deeply emotional connection to something that gives us that, yes. Inspiration can also mean to influence. I think I found that on the thesaurus, where there's a direct connection. I just thought that was really interesting, right? So when we're inspired, we are also influenced. And when we inspire others, we can also influence them. Inspiration also gives us incentive. But here's the thing. Incentive often gets sidetracked or diverted into more wishful thinking or more daydreaming or more wanting inspiration. So we can kind of get on this inspiration, almost like an addiction, where we're just hungry for it. We're craving it. But if it's an incentive to take action, that's where it really shines. That's where it really helps us. When something is inspiring, it can give us like this electrifying or exciting effect, right? Ooh, yeah, we get all lit up. We might get chills. We're like, oh yes, I'm on fire. I feel connected to something. And I think on a grander scale, what's happening is we're connecting to a part of our soul that's been wanting us to listen to her. And so that energy is causing that excitement, that electrification, right? Energetically, it's infusing us, it's waking us up. And that is a beautiful part of inspiration. So our mind, our emotions, they come into this really high feeling, and we could translate that into activity. A number of the successful women that I work with, that I partner with, they are doing various things for their inspiration. A lot of them have like their own methods. A number of them are looking to, say, YouTubes for inspiration, right? But they're very methodical about it. They don't just go there looking for nothing or watching cat videos. They go there to find something that's relevant to whatever they're working on, right? So they have a project, let's say, or they've got a humanitarian cause, and they'll go to YouTube and they'll search for words and things that are help them get ideas and inspiration on YouTube. Or podcasts. Podcasts are a great medium for inspiration. They can be educational, they can be engaging, they can be entertaining or informational. Another way to gain inspiration is to listen to a favorite mentor or guide or guru, or to follow a specific channel, a channel like TED Talk, for example, right, where there's a whole variety of information available. But what you may be seeking is the inspiration for something that's going to meet a need of yours. I believe that what we're really seeking when we're looking for inspiration, sometimes we're looking for that, we really do need that idea that's next. But I think what too often is happening is we're seeking out inspiration so we can receive acknowledgement of ourselves, acknowledgement of where we are on our journey, acknowledgement or looking for permission to do something a certain way. Acknowledgement that who I am and what I represent is going to be acceptable. We also go to inspiration for hope. So there's almost like a missing in us. We're looking for something to fulfill a missing in us. The dilemma here is that if we stay in the mode of always going to inspiration, or we're in creative mode where we're swirling around a whole bunch of ideas to sort of inspire ourselves, we may never, ever translate that inspiration into anything more than just feeling good for a few moments. The bigger dilemma with it is that you're truly wanting more. You're hungry for more. Your soul is calling you forward. Maybe you're wanting to make a bigger contribution in life, or you're wanting to just be freer, right? Free things up so you can be in greater flow and have greater peace inside yourself. But you're not taking the appropriate action. And you end up spending energy and becoming tired even, right? You're spending all this energy trying to bolster yourself, trying to give yourself these acknowledgments unconsciously. So what do? You reach out for more inspiration. Now, what my successful clients do with inspiration is they take the inspiration and immediately move it into action, taking action on their inspiration. And this is the piece that if you can start to do this, even if it's just in little itty bits, you will see greater results in your life. So taking that energy, figuring out what the steps are, and taking that aligned action. And yet, it's really easy to get distracted and to get sidetracked because ideas are sexy. You know, they excite us, they give us hope, they make us feel good right now. So we want more and more and more inspiration. So I've learned to actually take my clients through a process of identifying what really rings true for them on a soul level, what's resonating, what's a match for their soul journey. And when they're aligned with that, they have a natural, organic excitement within them. They're connected to their purpose and their passion. It's all coming together. It also helps them to discern better, right? To make decisions much more easily. And so many of us can get caught in that decision wheel. Oh, I don't know. So postpone, postpone, postpone. Then we start to not feel good. Then we need more inspiration. So we go to the inspiration providers. Being connected on a soul level to what is meaningful and aligned with who you really are and your values and what you want to bring into the world also helps you to set better boundaries. I see this all the time with my clients, right? They're able to go, oh, I can see where that's really not serving now. I can see where, oh, that's taking my energy. So that they're not always just saying yes to other people in a reactive, knee-jerk response. So the things they are saying yes to are meaningful to them, and they are contributing to their vision of the life that they're creating. So I want you to just do a little check, right? Get honest with where you are. Are you filling your time with looking for inspiration, no matter how educational it is? Are you soothing yourself that way? Using it like a little bit like entertainment or a way to give you validation of who you are and what you want. So I want you to get honest, and then I want you to identify the life that you're really dreaming about or hoping for, and get clear on what it is you really want and what's important about that. Now, you'll also want to know what your top must-haves in that life are, right? Because often in a vision, we put everything in there, and then it becomes this overwhelming task, and then we wind up being hopeless about it and then going back to inspiration. So there are all these cycles that can happen. So I want you to, when you start to align with your vision, I also want you to start getting clear on what are the true must-haves. Those things that would be deal breakers if they weren't there. The things that you're not willing to live without. And then you can identify all the, okay, this would be nice items, or the throwaway items, right? The preferences. So that you can stay focused on the things that you must have and give a lot less energy to the things you just prefer. There are also going to be some things you're going to want to let go of. You're probably going to need to give up things like perfectionism and people pleasing. I was thinking about this the other day, and the other thing that a lot of almost successful women have is that they're peacemakers. They want to be like, everything's okay. Like, they don't want a lot of conflict, and they definitely don't want other people to be in conflict. And so there's a lot of energy to sort of managing things around them. Okay, that'll be another podcast. I'll go into more depth there. But something that's going to help you to build out your vision is going to be to feel into it, feel into the life that you actually want. So even if you're not highly visual, you don't have to know that. You don't have to know super specifics, except for a few must-haves. But you do need to know what it's going to feel like, or at least have a sense of that. One of the strongest magnets inside of you is your emotional charge. So feeling it. And then identifying what is going to bridge the gap from where you are and where you want to be. This is a key step. And how you'll set yourself up to succeed is to really pay attention to this. Otherwise, you start to fail and you wonder why it's happening, or you just circle around. You could be in magical wishful thinking, for example. Or worse, you're waiting for someone or something to like bring you these changes. Right? You're not consciously sitting around going, oh, somebody needs to bring me this. It's not about entitlement. It's just you're not taking the correct action, the aligned action toward what you want. Or you may just be waiting around for permission for someone to tell you your dream is a good one and that you deserve it. So start to notice when you're distracting yourself with things of an inspirational nature. And instead of going to them first, I want you to become more strategic about them, because inspiration only goes so far. Turn your inspiration into something definitive. Create a first step, a second step, a third step toward what you want and what your soul wants for you. You know, your soul is capable of so very much, and she's wanting you to get to explore the edges of your experience in life. And she's also there for you. You're not alone in this. All right, I hope you found something valuable in here. And I do invite you to take an action step now. Even just get a piece of paper, a pen, or your computer and ask, what is one action step I can take in the next 24 hours toward my vision, toward my dream, toward what I really want, toward making a bigger contribution, toward having my freer life? And if you'd like to receive more support with your goals or connecting more deeply with your soul so you can have that greater peace and freedom, email me at tessa@realizedsoul.com. T-E-S-S-A at realized with a D, soul.com. So that's it for now. And be sure to join me here for more soothing vibes and deeper conversations. Light and love to you. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Realize Soul. If you love what you heard, please share us with your friends. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast directory.